This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, and today's topic is on our success path. Those seven steps on our success path that you can see on our website is when you arrive in the United States, is to enjoy and prosper. We're going to be talking about what it's like to live in the United States and some of the three main challenges that international healthcare workers encounter when they arrive here. We've got a very special guest today. We have Mukul Bakshi from the CGFNS, and we're going to be bringing him in to speak about the new announcement for the CGFNS and what that means for international nurses. Hi, Mukul. Welcome.
Hey, Tanya. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's great to see you.
We are excited to have you here. You are a very special honored guest, Mukul. And before we do introductions, just to let you know on the announcement that the CGFNS made and that the new change with the English proficiency exam. And we had, I think it was 80,000 views. Wow. On the show last week. So there's a lot of interest in this topic. So we're really excited to have you here today. And we're going to start off with some introductions. So Mukul, if you want to maybe introduce yourself and we can start there.
Great. Thank you so much, Tanya. Hello, everyone. My name is Mukul Bakshi. I am at CGFNS. I've been here for 8 years. First as the director of the Alliance for Ethical International Recruitment Practices, which is the division of CGFNS that ensures that foreign educated health professionals coming to the U.S. are treated fairly and ethically. And that's how I actually got to know Tanya Kinetics, is because they have committed to our code as a certified ethical recruiter. In addition, I'm the chief of strategy and government affairs at CGFNS, which is how I've been involved with these exciting changes on English language proficiency.
Well, thank you for sharing your background. So, Mukul, can you maybe, let's take a step back from the announcement. Can you tell our viewers, just if they don't know, I mean, most international nurses will know about the CGFNS, but if somebody's starting this journey and doesn't know what the role is of the CGFNS, can you give us a little bit of background about it?
Absolutely. So CGFNS has been around since 1977. It was established by the American Nurses Association, the National League for Nursing. And our mission is to help people bring their education and credentials across borders. So if you're coming, we work around the world. You know, we have programs in New Zealand and Canada. But specifically for those of you who are interested in the United States, we have two things. So we have the visa screen program, which is something that you need if you need an employment-based visa to come to the U.S. So say you're a nurse and you want to get a visa, an EB3 visa, for example, to be a nurse here, you need a visa screen certificate from us. And so we provide that report, that certificate to USCIS that says that you are qualified to be a nurse. So that's the visa piece, the immigration piece. Also, many states, most states, require a report from us if you are looking for a license in that state. So essentially what we do is we validate your competencies, your credentials, so that regulatory bodies like state boards of nursing or U.S. immigration can evaluate your credentials and say, all right, this person has what they need to either be licensed to practice here or to get a visa.
Okay, thanks, Mukul. That's a great explanation. And I think really shares with nurses exactly what the CGFNS does, because there's a lot of confusion. Sometimes people hear a lot of names. There's the visa screen and the CES and CVS. So there's just a lot of services and things that the CGFNS offer. So it can be a little bit confusing how that actually fits into an already complex process. It's really an important function that the CGFNS fulfills, though. Can you share why the role that the CGFNS plays is so important for U.S. employers?
Absolutely, Tanya. And first, I want to highlight, you mentioned the complexity. I know this process is very complex, and that's why I think a lot of healthcare professionals benefit by working with certified ethical recruiters who have been affirmed and validated but can help navigate some of these challenges. So I think that's really important. So CGFNS is very important for a variety of reasons. I think we're the ones who are kind of validating those credentials on behalf of all these other stakeholders, like the employers and governments and stuff. So employers want to make sure that you have the visa that allows you to work in the United States and that you can get the license that you need to practice. And so we're the ones that are trusted to kind of serve that gatekeeper role to make sure that they're doing that. Because, I mean, there's a lot of complexity when we're looking at transcripts from around the world, licenses from around the world. And so that we're the ones who are trusted to say, all right, these look authentic and these mean what they mean here.
Okay. Thanks, Mukul. So, I mean, really, the way we always explain it to the nurses is kind of how you say it. But, you know, from an employer's perspective, it gives them peace of mind.
Absolutely.
As Mukul said, CGFNS is the gatekeeper to make sure that you're a real nurse. And if there's someone who's not a real nurse, we don't want that person trying to take care of patients in the United States. How long does it take to process the visa screen once you apply? I've heard it takes up to 6 months.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. So it varies a lot is the short answer. Depends on how long we can get, because obviously credentials have to be sent directly from the primary source. So that certainly can add a couple months. If a credential has to be revalidated, we have to make sure it's authentic. That can also add up additional time. And then just, you know, at each stage of the process, especially with so many people coming to the United States now or interested in visas, there's kind of, you know, backlogs at different pieces of the process. So I think, you know, 6 months is a reasonable estimate, but it certainly could take, you know, shorter in good cases or it could take longer depending on the specifics of what happens with your application.
Can I apply for a visa screen if I have not yet passed my IELTS or my English exam, or the other exams that are going to come up now?
Yeah, so you can apply for it at that stage, but you won't be able to receive your visa screen until you pass a qualified English exam. So, yeah, you can certainly apply and get that process rolling and get the other credentials sent to them. I actually wouldn't say that's a bad idea, because English is actually, in general, a quicker credential for us to verify, because we can get that directly digitally from the testing provider, whereas a lot of these other documents have to be sent. So the short answer is yes, you can apply, but you won't be, of course, eligible for a visa screen until you have finished your English language proficiency requirement.
Okay, so that's great advice, everybody. Mukul, you spoke about the long timelines and the backlogs. Why do CGFNS take that long? Any plans to make it shorter or a bit quicker?
So great point. So this is what keeps me up at night is,
okay.
You know, we want to make sure, you know, our goal is to kind of support the global healthcare community. And so we want to make the process as streamlined as possible. There have been a lot of challenges that have prevented us from doing that thus far. But, you know, I know we are undergoing a thorough kind of review of our processes to see, are there places that we can streamline pieces of the process without imperiling patient safety, which is obviously our primary objective. So that, I think that will happen. I think it'll be over time. I mean, right now, the sheer numbers of applications make that an extra challenge. As that normalizes, that might be part of the solution. And also the movement towards digital credentials, right? If we're able in the future to get more documents through, you know, kind of digital means as opposed to paper, you know, snail mail, that could also, I think, reduce the timelines.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any way to premium the visa screen process?
There is an expedite process once your documents are in that you can expedite the visa screen review. The issue with that, though, is the biggest barrier is not our evaluation time, which is what you can expedite. It's getting all the documents. And that obviously can't be expedited because we have to actually wait for your schools and licensing authorities to mail. But there is an expedite option if you are, you know, trying to get that very quickly.
Perfect. Okay. So let's move on to the big drum roll, exciting announcement that everyone has been waiting for many, many years. Mukul, I'm just thinking of you and I meeting in San Diego. I don't even know how many years it was.
Wouldn't
it be wonderful if we could get Pearson PTE and OET into the CGFNS? So, because it's from Kinetics USA side, we've been doing this also for a very long time. Yeah. So tell us about the announcement, what led up to that, and what does this mean for international healthcare workers?
Yeah, absolutely, Tanya. So, you know, we've talked about, and what you just mentioned before, Tanya, about we want to make sure that we're offering as many opportunities as possible for healthcare professionals around the world to kind of meet our processes. And one of those, of course, from people coming from many countries in the world, in fact, most of them, is that you need an English language proficiency exam. So previously, or currently rather, the two exams that were approved were IELTS and TOEFL. And so we've been working with the U.S. government, specifically the HRSA division of the Department of Health and Human Services, on kind of updating the federal regulations to allow for additional English language tests. The idea here is obviously our primary goal is to ensure that, you know, people who need to have English language proficiency are able to speak and read English. But we want to provide as many opportunities and avenues to do that. And so that was the goal, was to have that happen. And so effective August 1st, when you go on our website, you'll see that there are multiple options, including Pearson PTE and OET, that you can take to satisfy that requirement.
Okay, perfect. Can a medical technologist also take the OET exam?
Yes, yeah, so great question. So essentially, a medical technologist will be able to take OET. So there's kind of three categories of testing providers. So one is what I would call like LPNs or vocational nurses. There's one set of requirements for them. Then there's another set of requirements for registered nurses and most of the allied professions, including medical technologists, speech language pathologists, et cetera. And then there's a third category for specifically physical therapists and occupational therapists. And so there are those three categories. Everybody except that PT-OT category is eligible to take essentially an array of tests, which includes IELTS, TOEFL, Pearson PTE, OET, as well as the Cambridge English and the Michigan English test, and TOEIC.
Okay, so really exciting news, because this gives international healthcare workers choice. It's not just nurses, it's international healthcare workers' choice. You have to do the English proficiency exam, which, as Mikkel said, is a requirement, but it gives you choice on which test to go for.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
The CGFNS accepting some states, and then there's some states that accept other tests. How do I make sense of that?
So this is a real challenge, and I understand why it's so complex and difficult. So this gets a really important question that you need to figure out early on when you're deciding what test to take, is that, of course, the federal government takes all these tests that will be listed on our website, but each state has its own requirements for English language. And so if you have an idea of where you'll want to practice, you'll want to take a test that is accepted within that state. So currently, I know, you know, most states, of course, take IELTS and TOEFL, which are the traditional tests that have been accepted. And, you know, I know around 15 states take PT, a few take OET already. I think that number will go up quite a bit. But if you are kind of on the cusp right now of applying, you'll want to check, hey, I want to make sure I take a test that I can use both for my immigration purposes, but also to get a license to practice.
Okay. And you said something really important there. And I think this is a good way for healthcare workers to think about this English proficiency test and the new announcement and the choices that now come about. You have to take a test for your immigration purposes. So that's kind of like the umbrella, as I would kind of explain it. And then there might be requirements from the specific state that you're going to be working for. So kind of think of it in those two ways. The umbrella, which is the CGFNS, that's for your immigration purposes. And then there's the specific state that you're going to be working in and the requirements thereof. I have applied for the visa screen 4 months ago and I didn't get the desired score in IELTS. So I want to try OET for the visa screen. Can she do that?
Yes. So as long as her visa screen application is valid, which it would be if it was only a few months ago, as of August 1st, we would accept a OET score to meet that standard, if that's what she has. I also want to mention there's a adjustment to some of the score levels too that will be coming out. So even for the traditional tests, I know there will be adjusting those scores as well. So you can take a look out for that too.
Okay. And that brings us to the end of the time that Mukul has with us. Thank you so much, Mukul. It was great to see you.
Absolutely. So I would say thank you, Tanya. And I want to say to all of you, you know, I encourage you to work with firms that are, you know, certified by the Alliance, including Kinetics, to do this. This is, as you can tell, a very difficult process in a lot of ways, and we're trying to make it easier. But in the meanwhile, having people who are really experienced and can help guide you through the process can be invaluable in determining your journey to the U.S.
Thank you, Mukul.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you. So we're going to be looking at the success path. If you are not sure of how to begin the process, we spoke just now about the IELTS and the English proficiency exam and the change in that regard. And for any viewers who are maybe not sure how to go about that process and how does the IELTS fit in or how does the Pearson PTE or the OET fit in, please always refer to the Kinetics USA success path. So we're going to be talking about coming to the United States because many nurses know or many healthcare workers know that the process is so complicated, as Mukul said. There's the English exam, there's the NCLEX. If you're a med tech, there's the ASCPI. There's, you know, trying to keep your skills up. There's learning a lot of things when you come to the United States. So there's a lot of challenges to get to the United States. And many healthcare workers think when you get here, it's just you enjoy and prosper. All good. In reality, doesn't always work exactly like that. So this is why we like to prepare you. If you are sitting outside of the United States, waiting to come in, maybe you already started your immigration, or maybe you haven't even started your NCLEX yet. These are some of the challenges that you might expect when you come into the United States. So we've categorized for today three main challenges. You're going to have challenges from a financial perspective. You're going to have challenges from a clinical perspective of how you adjust. And you're also going to have challenges on the community because you are broaching yourself, or if you have a family, your spouse or kids, and you're coming to a new place where you maybe don't know anybody. So we're going to be breaking that down for you a little bit and talking about how healthcare workers can navigate that process. Because when you come into the US, you're also going to experience what we call culture shock. And you come in, it's the honeymoon phase. You can't believe you've passed the IELTS, the NCLEX, the OET, the Pearson PTE. You got your visa screen and you got your green card or your TN visa, and you're now in the US. You're usually in the honeymoon phase. And then often it's not uncommon that you have what we call the dip. The dip is where you have a lot of things to learn. There's a lot of change. But the good news is if you know what's coming, you know that you're going to go through adjustment after a few months, and you know that you're going to adapt. So it's really important for any nurses who are thinking of coming to the U.S. or here in the U.S. in your first few months or about to arrive in the U.S. to always keep this culture shock diagram in your mind. So we're going to move now into talking about the financial challenge, because this is something that many nurses experience in those first few months when they arrive here. We want to enjoy and prosper, but it doesn't happen overnight. So we're going to bring in a favorite of our show, and that is Blair from Advanced Shield. And Blair's going to be talking to us a little bit about the financial challenge and how you can overcome that. Welcome, Blair. So, Blair, for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking a little bit about the financial challenges that many healthcare workers will experience in the beginning when they arrive in the United States. And, you know, we want to come in and enjoy and prosper, as that seven-step of success path indicates, live the American dream, but it doesn't happen overnight. So in the beginning, finances might be limited. There can be unexpected expenses. Maybe you're not getting a paycheck with as much money as you thought initially. You didn't realize how the taxes work. So there's a lot of things to think about on the financial side. Blair, if you want to go ahead and initial, do it just a quick introduction, a bit of a background about you.
Okay, sounds great. My name's Blair Blanchard, and I am the Community Development Officer for Advanced Shield Federal Credit Union. I am in Lafayette, Louisiana, but we have branches in various states within the United States. But we also have access around the country and worldwide access through our mobile and online banking. Advanced Shield has been around for quite some time. We're celebrating 85 years this year. But we have a specific program that is designed for people in your situation and members like you called our Inbound USA program. So establishing a U.S. banking relationship can be very difficult for people who are recently relocated to the U.S., but we have over a decade of experience in easing that transition to the American banking system for international assignees with different products and requirements that are tailored to your specific needs. So it makes our services available to you prior to even receiving your social security number, and you can apply as early as 7 days before arrival into the U.S. So we have that program specifically designed for you. And I know a lot of you know about it. A lot of you may not, but any questions that you have, that's why I'm here today.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you, Blair. Advantial is a great partner of Kinetics USA. So you will get that resource as a Kinetics nurse or healthcare worker. In fact, we always refer to it as us on our circle of support. So our circle of support are all the different ways that we help healthcare workers when they arrive in the United States. Lots and lots of different resources and information and services that we provide when you arrive to help make that transition. So Blair, can you share with everybody? I know you've been working with international nurses for a while now. Why is it so important to have a resource like Advanced Shield as a trusted Kinetics USA partner when you arrive in the United States, just from a broad overview perspective?
Okay. Well, we have different banking systems in the U.S., and one of the great things about when you sign on with Kinetics is that you have access to a video called Banking in the U.S. from us, and it explains our entire not just our banking process, but the whole process of banking and the different types of institutions in the United States. But something that a lot of people don't understand, that a lot of things that you need for our U.S. banking system involves your credit. So credit is a very important tool in the United States. And unfortunately, if you had a credit history before moving to the U.S., credit does not cross borders. So it works very differently from country to country. And that means that your previous credit history, whether it was good or bad, will not count towards your U.S. credit scores. So when you come here and you try to buy a car loan or a credit card or any of those banking products that you need access to, you're going to be denied because you, A, don't have a credit history and don't have a U.S. banking history. If you do not get denied, most financial institutions will have you rated in a very high tier with interest rates that are not favorable to anyone, much less someone in your situation. So there's a lot of various factors that are weighted, and credit in the U.S. is a completely separate topic from this. But what we have at Advantial is a program designed for you guys that you do not need your social security number. You do not need a credit history or a banking history here in the U.S. Everybody is on a level playing field. Your APR is reasonable and conservative and favorable to your situation, and you're able to have access to loan products, auto loans, credit cards, and even mortgages through our program.
Thank you, Blair. And this is really very important for international nurses. I was an immigrant myself. I came here on the 4th of July. It was my 22nd anniversary of arriving in the United States. And I've often shared the story of when I went to buy a car for the first time. My kids were little. I went with my husband. My kids were all excited to go buy a car. The salesman was excited to see us. He thought he was going to make a sale. We were new immigrants from South Africa. We didn't even know what credit was. We didn't know how the banking system worked. And I remember very clearly that the salesman being very excited, and then he went and obviously checked our credit. We didn't know that that's what was happening. And then he came back to us and he said, "You have no credit." And we were like, "What is that?" It was just like such a shock to us. We didn't even know that such a thing existed. So if you don't know what credit is, please go to the Kinetics USA website, and there is an article, and you can actually see it in the chat, how to build your credit for the first time. So, Blair, can you share with all the viewers, when a nurse arrives in the United States, it's obviously important for them to establish themselves financially. So how does someone go about opening a bank account, like the first, very first step?
My first suggestion, obviously, would be to do your research and find a financial institution, if not Advantral, one that has a program specifically designed for someone in your situation. But in order to open a bank account, you would need to verify your identification, gather all of the documents necessary, your passports, have your full legal name. And then you would have to fill out an application, which is conveniently done online through your onboarder, complete your application. And then Kinetics is very generous to fund the savings account. So our accounts do not require a minimum balance as far as checking goes. But as for your savings account, you have that $5 fee that goes into your account. It's your share into the company. Kinetics actually funds that for all of their employees. So that's a very, very good perk. And one less thing you have to worry about. But there's an application process that takes a couple of days that you do online. You cannot apply until you are 7 days out from your departure. And with that, you can apply for your savings account, your checking account, where you have access to checks, credit cards, your debit card, and then also our credit card program, and then auto loans. So once you get here, that you're all ready to get all of those options taken care of. But everything is done online.
Okay, so that's really helpful and very user-friendly, Blair. We know that we love working with Advantral. It's a great resource for our international nurses, and it is part of the Kinetics Care Package that we pay for that setup fee for all international nurses. Blair, I think we're gonna finish off now, and we really are very grateful for your partnership, because we know that that's one of the biggest struggles that we have for our international healthcare workers when they arrive in the United States. So this is a huge, huge advantage. Thank you for joining us, Blair.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.